This is where we find out what's going on around Central Victoria, Jules, and we have fun doing it.
Oh my goodness. Last week, chock-a-block with Easter Festival, but we have moved on. Moved on!
We have.
But that doesn't mean that the event stopped. So much happening, including if you love your Lego. Look, this one, I grew up stepping on Lego as I was walking around as my brother did it. And then I got into it myself. Bendigo Bricks is 10 a.m. Saturday to 5 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Showgrounds, the exhibition centre there. It's going to be so much fun if you're into building it, with 150 amazing Lego builds on display for you to gawk at, much like Lego Masters, the show. But there's also going to be opportunities to buy at the Bendigo Brick Market. Whole bunch of retailers, new, retired, hard to find sets. If you're a collector, you're a builder, it's going to be fantastic. Tickets are $8 online, or you can get them at the door for $10, and kids under four are going to be free.
Well, I'd worry about kids under four because they'll wreck them. Who knows? My three-year-old would anyway.
Bang! Down it goes.
This one is on Saturday in the Hargraves Mall. It's all about autumn fun. Now, it is school holidays as we speak, Jules, as you know. But from around about 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, they've got their mime school, which is put together by the Connected Circus. Now, it includes face painting and circus tricks. And Monday's another day too, where they do jumpy castle, slot cars, etc. That's in the Hargraves Mall, which is coming up this weekend.
Fantastic. There's also going to be a fun handmade market in Kangaroo Flat, Rotary Gateway Park. Coggo, we were there only the other day as we were doing the hole-in-one golf competition. But there's going to be over 30 stalls there from Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Local talent singing along, community sausage sizzle, so it's going towards a great cause. Food vans, everything's happening for those 5 hours there on Saturday.
Now, this is different, because a lot of people love cats, you know. There's cat people everywhere. We've got them here at the radio station.
Oh, Laura, our promotions girl. Obsessed with cat chat.
Anyway, there is coming up this Saturday what they call a cat day at Pets Domain. Now, between 11 in the morning and 3, there'll be beautiful kittens looking for their forever homes. Now, all the kittens are adopted, well, going to be adopted, vet check, vaccinated, microchip, de-sex, current with flea and worm treatment. So all that stuff is there. What they're saying is the kittens are available for meet and greet on the day and adoption is at a later date. So
fall in love on the day.
Yeah, you will. Lots and lots of kittens out there. They're looking to adopt. So that's a good one. Pets Domain. That is between 11 and 3 this Saturday.
Friday night. It's ladies' night, Coggo.
Ladies' night.
Ladies' night when the magic men come to All Seasons in Bendigo. Now, this is a group of all-star cast. Now, they travel around internationally as well. So they've got quite a performance to put on show. If you like a bit of a men in uniform, dress-ups, dances, all the things, you get people up on the stage. It's fantastic. 9 p.m. the doors open. And there's also a meet and greet, ladies, if you're interested in that. Magic Man in Bendigo.
Yes, you can tell by the experience you've had with this event before how you've spoken about it. Okay, so this is all to do with men's mental health. It's called Mr. Perfect, in fact, this coming Sunday between 10 and 12.30, 10.30 and 12.30, I should say. It's an organisation that puts on a barbecue for blokes to go along and just have a chat over the barbie, of course. And so much more when it comes to mental health. The conversation, it might be about the weather, family challenges, etc. There'll be people there to listen. Good idea, Mr. Perfect, at the lake, Lake Runa, that is, this Sunday between 10.30 and 12. It's at the barbecue shelter closest to the train line. So check that out Sunday.
Now, one thing I will mention that is running for a little bit is Bonjour Bendigo. It's Bonjour. The French festival. Bienvenue.
You love it.
Bendigo Art Gallery, if you haven't checked it out yet, it's fantastic. The exhibition is Paris Impressions of Life. Mum and I had a squiz and it looked fantastic. It's an international exhibition that's here in Bendigo, plus all the different places around. You've seen all the different flags, the colours, the tricolour.
For sure.
French food, art, culture. Chancery Lane Dispensary, they're putting on a couple of events until the 16th of April. So make sure you check out if you like your wine tastings and that's your cheese tastings, you're making it classes. Bendigo Tourism is the place to find out more info for that.
And just to wrap things up, don't forget the market is back at the Bendigo Showgrounds from 8.30 on Sunday morning until 1. And that's always a good spot to check out things and grab a donut.
Righto, time for Where to Bendigo. Em Tressida, she's our correspondent, telling us what's new, what's on, some local activities. She heads over to Harcourt for some mindful horse riding. Let's go.
Wow. Hello.
A lot of the time when you get here, time just disappears.
You heard your name, Popcorn. Oh, so cute.
But wait, there's more to Bendy. No.
Elsa, thank you so much for taking me out on the horses.
That's all right.
I went out on Gracie. She was lovely. A super, super, I want to say kind horse.
She is a very kind horse.
Yeah, she gave me very kind energy. You've always been a horse person, I assume.
Yeah.
And what made you then go, I want to do this horse program?
I've always taught people, but the way the world is now, I wanted to do it properly.
What would you say to someone that's never been horse riding and they might be like a little bit scared?
They are welcome to come and visit the horses and do some work on the ground. And if they don't get on, doesn't matter.
Yeah, they can just kind of get to know the horse and be around the horse.
Yep.
Do you think anyone can horse ride?
Pretty much.
Yeah? Do you think the benefit of horse riding can be seen by everyone?
Yes.
And what would you say those benefits are?
For me personally, is a sense of calmness, and it has helped quite a few people.
With calmness?
Yeah. Calmness and confidence.
I felt this on the back of the horse. You kind of feel the world kind of fall away.
Yeah.
Like when I was on the back of Gracie, I was just not even really thinking about anything other than being with you and Gracie, which is such an interesting thing because it's like we have our lives and there's so much going on.
There's nothing without technology most of the time, yeah. But when you're in that paddock and in that zone, nothing else matters.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And the thing that I love about what you offer as well is it's not just jump on a horse and go.
Yeah.
Right? People come and they have to
saddle up. Mm-hmm. They have to catch their horse first.
Yep.
And then they brush them and they can saddle them themselves. I'll help, of course.
Yeah. You're not just left to your own devices.
And then if they're comfortable, they will ride and I will help them with whatever goals they've got. I have quite a few different disabilities that come and ride, and they all just love being around the horses even.
It would be special. I can't imagine it's something, well, it's obviously not something they can do every day.
No.
So what a special moment and what a special thing you can provide.
Yeah.
You have quite a few horses.
I do.
Some of them, well, all of them are beautiful.
I think it's around 15.
Whoa! 15 horses!
I think.
Is there a cap? Are we going to reach 20 and then no more, or are you just going to keep...
Around 15 is good, but, yeah, I do destock it. Because not every horse will be able to do the job that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not capable or happy with it, they're not. I'm not going to ask them to do it.
Yeah, I respect that because you respect them and what they want to do. And the horses that you do have seem very chill with what you do.
Yeah.
They get it. They know what they're doing. They're like, yep, we'll go around. We'll hang out. Well, yes. it's a really awesome, beautiful, kind of mindful program that you offer. Thank you so much again for having us. And this is definitely on my list of where to bend a go.
Awesome.
That's it for this week's Where to Bend a Go. A huge thank you to Elsa and her team for having us along to her horse riding facilities. It was an amazing experience and my horse Gracie was an absolute superstar. If you'd like to know more about Elsa and her horse riding, you can give her a call on 0417 334 009.
Thanks, Em. Righto, Coggo. What is happening in local sport?
Well, we do like to talk some sport. Thanks, Jules. Let's find out what's happening in footy because this weekend it is the start for, well, some competitions in particular, but closer to home, it's the Heathkit District Football League. And this man who spent a lot of time at the helm of the Heathkit League, Peter Cole, joins me. Hello, Coley.
Good morning, Coggo. Morning, listeners.
The footy is back. The footy is back for the Heathkit League, mate. Let's talk about some of the games that are going on. In fact, we'll do them all. First of all, Colman Abbon and Elmore. This is a Saturday night game, Coley. Who's going to win? You heard much about it?
Not a great deal. The recruiting's always difficult this time of year. Everyone's got a champion. But, you know, until they actually take foot on the ground, it's a bit difficult. But a big occasion at Elmore on Saturday night under lights. Their lights are fantastic. And, I think Elmore, I know, have got a lot of recruits, but a lot of them are from out of area, so we're not that familiar with all of them. Colbo are pretty much staying safe, same. So Colbo's form the last couple of years has been a bit more consistent than Elmore, so I'd probably have to go in a close four.
Yeah. It's a round with a lot of great matchups, that is, and this one's no different. Locking to Bermorn taking on Leachy, they're just up the road from each other. They don't like each other, we know that, but this is going to be huge round one.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, both coaches have recruited well. Lockington, you know, had a downer last year, and Leechville had an upper. So on current form, you'd have to go Leechville Gumbags. I know they've got a few boys that have come back from their clubs to their club from local areas. So I'd go Leechville more than comfortably.
Yeah, and the other game too, when I say don't like each other, well, up the road from each other is Huntley White Hills. This is going to be a cracker because Huntley obviously finished very low on the ladder. In fact, might have been the bottom last year, and White Hills, well, they made finals. I got a feeling Huntley's recruited pretty well too, Pete.
Yeah, with Morecambe as coach from Gold Square, premiership star from there. He's taken on the job that he's not going to climb the ladder instantly. It's going to be a 2 or 3 year build, and they'll do it properly. They've got a lot of good young kids there. Whereas with White Hills, they're in the premiership window. I think they'll be pretty disappointed the way they bowed out last year. Picked up a couple of gun ruckmen, which is what they needed. So you'd have to go White Hills reasonably comfortably.
Replay the grand final last year, Mount Pleasant at home this time against Heathcote. There'll be a bit in this game.
Oh, absolutely. What a day it'll be for the Peter and Cliff White Cup and Mark Bell Cup. It's just going to be a great occasion. Premiership unfurling of the flag for the Mount Pleasant boys, and it'll sting Heathcote big time. They've recruited very well, lost very few players, whereas Mounts have lost quite a few in Waitman and those, the likes of those, and Skinny Baird. So I think you'd have to go with the recruiting that Heathcote have done, you'd have to go Heathcote at Mounts, which is a big ask. But I think I'd have to go Heathcote at Mounts.
Okay, and just quickly too, in your former role with the Heathcote District Football Netball League, and certainly last year with you and I talking about it a lot, it's fantastic to see the Mount Pleasant Footy Netball Club, new netball courts, mate, finally.
Yes, I've had a little bit to do with it, not a lot, but a little bit over the period of time, and I've called out there a couple of times over the off-season, and they are fantastic. They it's a credit to the club, and the council have shipped in at the end of the day, and the various government authorities have helped them out. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing for the netball out at Mounts, and just got to work on the away club room now, Coggo.
One thing at a time, mate.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Pete.
Good on you, Coggo. Thank you.
All right. Heathcote District Football League there. So that's what's happening. The other competitions, as they line up, we'll be catching up with Pete and talking to him about that. Jules, that's what's happening in sport this weekend.
That's right. Awesome, Coggo. Make sure you keep up to date. You're following along on everything Central Vic. Plus, we've got the Coggo and Jules podcast coming out very soon. This is our town.